Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you joining us tonight for a time of study in His all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We know that God is good all the time. We know that prayers avail as much. And we know that no matter what the situation or circumstance might look like, our God is still on the throne. So we give Him all the praise. We welcome in His presence. We welcome in the Holy Spirit and the anointing power of Almighty God this evening. We welcome you, praise God. So if you haven't already gathered together your Bibles, pens, and paper, do that. Because Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, he has a word tonight for the masses that God has placed within his spirit entitled, How to Win Over Self, S period, E period, L period, F period. It is an acronym, so we are looking forward to all that God has shared for him to be able to release to our audience tonight. And before we go ahead with the program, we always like to go before the Lord in prayer and also in praise. So I'm going to go ahead and lift up the prayer tonight, and then we're going to have a praise from J.J. Hairston that tells us that no matter what you may be going through, there will be glory after this. And then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this evening. We thank you, Father, for another opportunity to come before your people, Lord, and share your all-powerful, all-sustaining, never-failing word, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, that your word will go forth tonight. And as you have promised, that it will not return void, but it will accomplish everything, Father, that you sent it forth to accomplish. Now prepare our hearts to receive, prepare our minds to understand, open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. And we will forever give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go to a song of praise. Just remember, no matter what you're going through, there is always glory after this. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I serve it.
May God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
There will be glory. Oh, yes, will. The enemy is not going to win, y'all. God is still on the throne. Oh, yes, he is. There will be glory after this. And we give God all the praise. Praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go ahead, by the grace of God, turn the program now over to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst to share our word. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the song of praise. Amen. Thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Thank God for the people of God.
Amen.
Honor glory to God for tonight. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, it's your word. Blessed to bring forth the most powerful word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful
than
anything out there. Alive and living today. The word of God can keep you, protect you, can provide for you, and can work things out in your life like never before. Amen. It's powerful. To the natural, it's strength, it's comfort, it's joy, it's peace. All you need today, heal and deliver, God got it. In his divine word from Genesis to Revelation, edifying all time, the word
Amen.
Of living God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We can dive into the world tonight. Praise God. And get the word going on tonight. Amen. And may be a joy, be a blessing to your heart on tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God for this. Thank God for my wife and family. Thank God for his blessing, protection, provision in our life and our family, Lord. We thank God for that opportunity to do so. We'll be coming from Luke 9, chapter 23.
Praise God. Luke 9, 23. And we're reading from the King James Version. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God. Jesus was speaking to her. He's just also speaking to her. It's time to be speaking to the mother too.
Amen.
He's trying to show them the word of God. Amen. And tell them something, because a lot was going on. Even in his day and time, a lot going on out there in time as well. We got business schedule. We got businesses. We got family. We got a lot of things going on in different on our daily life, from different things, for different life circumstances, issues, and pandemic, all kinds of things going on with our family and loved ones. And we just go on from day to day. And God gives the word out to us that we need to take heed to what's going on, amen, in our life. And that means we still have a walk in Christ that we have to do. It's a daily walk, praise God, amen. And the title for this word on tonight is How to Win, W-I-N, How to Win Over Self. That's it. Acronym, SELF, S stand for sin, E stand for evil, L stand for low expectation, L stand for faithlessness, amen? How to win
amen.
Over self, praise amen. God, amen? Something that stronghold that it takes the power of God to give you victory over those strongholds in our life, amen?
Yes.
And we're going to get a little introduction here. It's sometimes a man or woman in the mirror like to hang around sometimes. Hang around a little while. They don't want to leave it like to just hang around. And sometimes it's not good for the men and women to do that. He doesn't want to depart from us. He wants to just be there. The old man, in Christ Jesus, God says, get newness of life. All things become new. Amen. So the old spirit, the old flesh, now sometimes we want to hang around. And those strongholds, we need the power of God to defeat those strongholds in our life. Amen. Well, I have good news for you today. I have good news for you. Amen. I have good news to report on today.
All right.
Jesus said, be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
I have overcome the world, praise God. According to John 16:33, he said, I have overcome the world. So in him, the overcoming in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
So in Christ, I have overcome. We have overcome in him. Amen.
Yes.
Him as well. Through his blood, through the word, and through the power of our testimony, we are overcomers in this world. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, be of good cheer, amen. For Jesus covered them with a promise of peace. He is the Prince of Peace, praise God, amen, in him.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of his victory over the world, over sin, over hell, and the grave, praise God, amen. He has victory in Christ Jesus, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever trouble, whatever circumstances, whatever issue, whatever's going on in your life, Christ has an answer for you, amen.
Amen.
He got deliverance for you. He got healing for you. He got bring you into freedom. Who Christ set free? Free God. Amen.
Amen.
He might meet with him in the victory that he obtained on the cross, praise God. Amen. For we are the true overcomers in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
We are the true overcomers in Christ. We have to learn to overcome. In Christ we have to be overcomers. Not none of ourselves. We're not saved by ourselves. We are saved by the grace of God, by the power of God, by the dispensation of God's grace through faith we have in him. We are overcomers. Amen.
Amen.
So let not your heart be troubled, saying, let not your heart be troubled. Let not a situation of life check give you burden down heavy. Learn to trust in God's standing word. Learn to trust in the power of Almighty God, no matter what you're going through, our circumstances from day to day. God has an answer for you. God has an enemy defeated. Amen. God has a walking victory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But God got this. Amen. Whatever you just feel, God got it. Mm-hmm. Amen. He got this. So learn to trust him with that. Learn to let not your heart be troubled. Learn to trust in the word of God. Learn to obey his word. Learn to walk in the spirit. Walk by faith and not in the lust of your flesh. Learn to trust in God and let not your heart be troubled. Amen?
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. So God is man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Yes.
According to his divine word.
Yes.
Matthew 19:23. And then you can go to the scripture then on, but write the scripture down so you can use it, you can go with them, you can study them, and it brings victory in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 19:23-19:26, and Luke 1:37, and Mark 9:23, and chapter 10:27. Go with the word. Take time to study the word, study, get into the word of God. Dive into it, amen. Let it feed your heart, feed your soul, feed your spirit, and increase your faith by studying, by hearing the word of God, amen?
Yes, amen.
We have 5 points of power on tonight that I'd like to share. 5 points of power that I'd like to share on tonight, amen? 5 points of power. How to win over self.
Mm-hmm.
How to win over self. Number one, definite decision, amen? Number two, do it discipline. Number three, daily devotion. Number four, dominion, determination. Number five, diligent direction. Say that again. Number one is definite decision. Number two, doer, D-E-R-S, doer discipline. Three, daily devotion. Four, dominion, determination. Five, diligent direction. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Help you in your study, help you in your life, your daily walk in Christ. You apply it to your life. God will bring victory in all what you do. Amen. To the glory of God. Praise God. Number one, definite decision. We come up out of it. Well, each and every day we got a decision to make. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, or whatever it happens to be. We got different decisions to make on our home, our job, in the kitchen, and cooking, or working, or putting together something, making cement, or where build a foundation, what you have to do in life, a different decision you have to make. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
If any man will come after me, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, so choose you this day who you will serve.
Mm-hmm.
Choose you this day who you will serve, saint.
Mm-hmm.
Those B.A.B., born-again believers, who desire to follow Jesus must forsake or deny themselves. Amen? They have their own agenda. The God child tells in his order, he got his agenda he wants to follow. Amen. Not your agenda. You need to follow the plan of God, not the plan of man. Amen. But God can bring things together that his plan is supersede your plan in Christ in the things of life. Amen. God's plan is so much better than our plan. Amen. He designed perfect will much better than our permissive will. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But God designed it. His order is better than what we have, amen, going on, amen. So know that you are truly born again in Christ Jesus, your desire to do the things of God, to obey Christ, to follow Christ, to walk in Christ and walk, amen, according to the word of God, deny self, and have follow God's agenda instead of your own agenda. And when God brings that together, it'd be greater than yours that you have set for yourself, amen. Because God order much, much more better, much more complete, and much more divine. Praise God, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Many people have difficulty deciding we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to go BK style, have it your way, amen. Burger King style, now, but God's trying to say, look, my way is better. Follow what I have set for you, amen. They try to hold on to God and to Satan. You can't hold on to both. You can't serve two masters.
No, you can't.
You cannot serve two masters. Either you will love one or hate the other. Amen? Mm-hmm. You will cling to one or cling to the other. You will love one or despise the other. You will devote to one and you despise the other. You cannot love two masters. People think they can. No, you cannot. You will love one, you hate one, love the other. Hate another. But you can't serve two masters. Amen? He will tear you apart inside and outside. We follow the Lord Jesus through choices. But as for me and my house, praise God, hallelujah, we will serve the Lord. Amen. According to Joshua 24:15, be according to what you believe in the day. When we stand on the word of God, as for me and my house, as for me and my family, as for me and my generation, as for me and my heritage, as for me and my people in my household, generation, we shall serve the Lord God Almighty. We shall obey the word of God. Amen. We shall follow the things of God, the things of Christ. And you shall be victorious in that, be successful in that, according to the word of God, amen. And God will keep us, God protect us, and guide us along that pathway in him, amen. Which is good. It is a blessing. You want to shower the God blessing. You don't want the raindrop. You don't want a little raindrop coming down. You want an abundance of shower. God bless it upon your life, upon what you do, upon your work, upon your family, upon your loved ones. You want to shower the God blessing upon that. You want a strong, strong foundation. And our foundation is stronger in Christ Jesus, amen, than anything else. We must be firm in our decision for Christ. Firm, 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 amen. Leaving no bridge unburned, which will facilitate turning back. You let people try to turn back. God brought out Egypt. On 400 years of bondage, he brought out Egypt. Someone want to go back to that. To that mentality, to that slave mentality, to that environment, to that temple that they want to turn back to it, amen. But God is trying to bring something new, something better, something greater than ever before. He was bringing them into greater. And they didn't understand that because they hadn't tasted it before. God was trying to get them to taste and see that the Lord is good. Why help you is a good thing, it's a great thing, it's a thing that will be successful for you, for your family, for your children, for your heritage. It can be greater than ever before, amen. Living on God's divine plan will bring victory in your daily life. Let me say that again. Living on God's divine plan will bring victory in your daily life. Oh, what a joy, what a thing to know that trusting God's word, obeying God's word, will bring victory in my life. Amen. In your life, praise God. What a joy, what a blessing. You just stay on the pathway of God's word from Genesis to Revelation. Stay on that word. Let that word stay in you. You can do greater things than you can ever imagine you can do. Amen? Number two, doers, discipline, amen, can do great things in your life. Doers, discipline can do great things in your life. We're talking about let him deny himself, Christ said. How do you do that? Many people have self-doubt, amen, lack of self-confidence, amen, and low self-esteem, lack of self-control, self-indulgence, they fail to practice self-denial, praise God, and restraint. They can be very selfish in their desires. Amen? Yes, they can be. But I have good news for you on today. We must be disciplined in our thinking, refusing to allow doubt to linger on in our mind. Our mind needs to renew in the thing of God, in the thing of Christ. You need to have a renewed mind, praise God. Amen. God desires to give a new mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Old thing pass away. Hope you know all things become new in Christ. We drive away no doubt and put our trust in the word of God. Amen. And place our trust and our thoughts and our faith in Christ, in him. Amen. For it's not just a slogan. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. All things. Colossians 4:13. All things, not something, not part thing, not part time thing. All things, we got to learn to set our affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. We are on the earth, we are in the world, we're not other world, praise God. We are in the world, we're not other world, praise God. Learn how to set your affection on the things above, okay? Not on the things on the earth, amen? On the world system, the earth system. We're in the earth. Be in the world, but the world has a lot of systems that got going on, and God trying to tell us sometimes work defend our system and work in what he has for us to do and not to be caught and not to choke by the system of the world, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Not the danger of God, amen? We learn to walk in that, quote, Colossians 3:2. We learn, but finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, think on what? Think on these things. Keep your mind centered on the things of God, amen. You sing a humbly in your heart and your mind and give praise to God, amen. There was a time that my grandma, my mom, they used to go in the house humming and singing. They would go in different circumstances in their life, different life issues, in their marriage, their life, their family, their loved ones, their children, grandchildren. But they learned how to have a harmony in their heart, a song in their heart to the things of God. Learn how to be praised and be in prayer and doing the things they need to do to keep themselves strong and reminded in the things of God. You need to do the same type of thing. We need to practice that today as well.
Yes.
Amen. And keep our mind and heart on the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
To do the things God called commands to do, which is good. Philippians 4:8. To have our mind centered in the things of God. Have to be prayed up. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Be prayed up. Have praise in our heart and have a praise on our lips to give honor and glory to God. Amen. Sometimes we live in this materialistic society. Discipline our desires. A lack of discipline caused many to waste time or spend it selfishly.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Let me repeat that again. You must discipline our desires. A lack of discipline causes many to waste time. You ain't got no time to waste. You got to redeem the time. Jesus soon will come. You got to redeem the time. You got to see the plan. You got to soul to get saved. Amen. You got a lot of work to do in the kingdom of God. You got to advance the kingdom of God, saints. You got no time to play, mess around. Jesus soon will come. Amen. And sometimes people spend time separately and waste a lot of time that God has given to us. You can't get it back. They can restore some things to you. Amen. But some things, you're hard to receive, you're hard to get back. But we must learn to submit ourselves, therefore, before God and resist the devil, praise God, and he will flee from you. Amen. Resist the devil and don't fall into temptation. Resist him. And God said he will flee from you, praise God. Draw near to God, that he might draw near to us in all things. Amen? And resist the proud. God resists the proud. Don't be prideful. He resists the proud and give grace, praise God, hallelujah, unto the humble, praise God. According to James 4:7-8. Amen? God gives grace to the humble. Be humble in the things of God. Be humble to help your brother and sister. Be humble to your neighbor, to love your neighbor, to love him. Be humble in those things. Walk as Jesus walked, amen. Have the mind of Christ in whatever you do, amen. Have the mind of Christ. God wants you to be successful. He also wants you to have the mind of Christ in what we do in our real life from day to day. Have a mind and heart to do what God called you to do and do it very well. Do it excellent. Do it strength. Do it fervency, amen. Do it fulfillment. Honor God in what you do, amen. We must have the mind of Christ, and you must be faithful to God, and God always faithful to us.
Amen.
Allow him to and make it, taking time for him in our work, in our study, in our prayer, and what we do. Take time to meditate before God. Meditate and study his word. Meditate in prayer. Meditate and doing for your standing for your brother and sister, helping them out, amen, and standing together so they can be strong, you can walk stronger in the family. You got to be stronger in the midst of what we're going through on a daily basis. Learn how to do that. Learn how to call God in prayer and talk to him. Call him and be a true witness for the things of God for the lost around us, in on a job, in our home, in our community, in our nation. We need to seek the lost out and bring them to Christ, amen. There's a lot of work to do, saints. A lot of work to do. Enough for everybody. You don't need no members. There's a lot of work, a lot of soul to do. You got enough to go around the world, amen. Attain that knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you can do the work that God called you to do. Be a true ambassador for Christ in your neighborhood, in your community, on your job, where you are. Amen. And come out of the closet, amen. Don't be in the closet, Christian. Be a true believer in Christ and do what God called and commanded to do for the work of the kingdom. Amen. Number 3, daily devotion. What are you talking about, pal? Daily devotion. And taking your cross daily, Christ said. Many people are devoted to selfish interests. They fail to win over self because they neglect God and guide others. That is basically true. We should be diligent in our devotion to God. each and every day. Yes. You say you're a child of God, you're a chosen generation, amen. You say you are one of a man of God, but you should learn to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not yours, you don't have him. Our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. And his righteousness and all those things that God said he'll give to you, he promised you, he keeps his promise all the time, shall be added. The promises are true that God said add, he promised you. It shall be added unto you on a regular basis. The promises are showers of blessing. The promises are good health and strength. The promises are deliverance. The promises that God provides for your businesses. The promises you be successful in all that you do. Those promises that God provides you, those benefits, and then my wife preached them on many times before, those benefits of the word of God, he's not trying to keep us. He will give to the people of God. He will give to you and I. Amen. Those benefits, he gives you power to obtain wealth. He gives you power to be successful. He gives you power to have prosperity. He gives you power to help someone else out to be successful, to take those seeds on good soil, on good ground. Amen. He wants you to be prosperous and be successful in all things, praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Faithful study of the word of God is true at all times. Be learning to be a student of the word. So you can graduate. You don't stay a student forever. You can learn to graduate. You want to learn to graduate and learn to have a mature walk in Christ Jesus. Amen. To be maturity, spiritual maturity in your life. You want true spiritual maturity. Be a student of God's word so you can mature each and every day. Amen. So you can increase in your learning, increase in your obedience, increase in your walk in Christ from day to day. Amen. Be faithful and obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing, faith. Pray without ceasing. Amen.
And
daily prayer, pray daily. Amen. Be Holy Ghost filled, the Holy Ghost fed, the Holy Ghost led. Amen.
Amen.
This is our daily bread for the bread of life, Jesus Christ. He's our daily bread. It's a daily walk thing. Walk by faith, not by sight. It's a daily walk, praise God. Amen. Share Christ with others. Share your faith. Share your belief. Share with others that witness it, that discipleship. Share your faith with others so they can bring them to the kingdom of God. Amen. And they can rightfully divide the word of truth. And you study the word, you can rightfully divide the word of truth. And you can rightfully study and share the word with other people around you for the salvation of their life through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. Thank God for that. But that one of the things you learn, and that one is victory we learn of self and others. And God can give us a victory over self in a stronghold. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In our life, praise God. Number four, dominion determination. Dominion determination.
Okay.
And Jesus said, and follow me. Mm-hmm. You men don't want to follow him. That's your choice. Choose you today who you serve. But, hello? You choose to receive or reject him, it will come with a cost. Cause you won't be able to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So Jesus already paid the price for you. He already paid the cost for you on Calvary for God to hear. He'll pay the cost. He'll pay the price for you to have salvation by God's grace and God's faith. All you gotta do is receive it by faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Into your life. And one of the main ingredients for growing in strength in our faith, amen, it should be fully persuaded. Being fully persuaded will enormously affect our walk in faith. Amen. Such as our confidence in having heard God's word and obeying God's word. Amen. And about what you do on your daily basis with the word of God in your life. And any issue you have, any life circumstances, God can take care of. It's nothing too hard for our God. Our God big in the life circumstances, the life issues, amen. You know, you get a bit hurtful, painful, it's time, yes, it does. But God still have an answer for you, amen. God gives us a perfect attitude to rest calmly in him, in his holy promises, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for your holy promises, amen. They give us strength from day to day, the promises of God. Amen. The word of God, the truth of God. Even as we are working to develop and grow in this life, in our faith in him, we just learn to follow his instruction through the word of God.
Amen.
Strong faith comes by being fully persuaded. Paul, Apostle Paul, was fully persuaded in the things of Christ. For the different things he went through, shipwreck, false brethren, been led up our child, they're going to take your life, been stoned, been thrown on his back. He did a lot of stuff from the things of God, but he was saying, I'm fully persuaded. Christ Jesus, we believe in this word of God. He wrote most of the New Testament. Our Apostle Paul did that. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And he walked by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. But he was forced to say that as a believer in Christ Jesus, amen,
mm-hmm.
the Lord has said, I will bring to pass the things in your life. The things that I say will happen, it shall come to pass. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a daily walk. But yes, it's a daily life walk and a life choice we have to make.
Mm-hmm.
We are fully persuaded that being fully persuaded is a decision and determination that each of us must make.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad can make it for you. Yeah, make it for yourself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Our flesh is at war with our spirit.
Yeah.
God, to walk in the spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. It's a war going on a daily basis. We need a power of God's word, power of God's Holy Spirit to have it to walk. We have the victory already through Christ Jesus. Amen. You have to walk in it.
Yeah.
You have the victory, saints. You have to walk in by the word of God, by the Holy Spirit, leading God and direct you. Just walk in. The Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you and comfort you. Just walk in.
Amen.
Just walk in.
That's
God provides everything you need.
Yes.
God always provides. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
But we must choose to bring our faith under subjection.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. No stronghold in our life. It must be defeated by the word of God, by the power of God.
Yes.
You must decide to obey God's holy divine word. His
mm-hmm.
holy word.
Mm-hmm.
Not part of it, not some of it. His holy counsel of God's word, we must decide to obey it above all else.
Yes.
It didn't fail, but not the word of God.
Yes.
The word of God did not fail.
No, it doesn't.
It don't fail you,
no,
of God.
No,
it don't fail you, his word.
That's right.
True, his word is powerful. Always. It never loses power. Just like the blood of Jesus, it never loses power. Amen. The word of God never loses its power.
Amen.
Amen. We just could do a lot of work in natural. It wasn't because of the word of God. It was because of people's unbelief. Because that fear, because that doubt and that unbelief, why you do the word of God was always powerful to do what God called for you to do. But because of that unbelief and because of that doubt they had, you could do a lot of work there. But don't be doubtful, saint. Don't have unbelief. Ask God to help your unbelief. Amen. Let God help your stronghold, that he may destroy the stronghold in your life. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Continue on. He is the only way to start firm in a fallen society in trusting God's word. This society is fallen.
Yes, it is.
It's in Genesis. It's a fallen society. Since mm-hmm. sin came in, it's a fallen society we live in. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But God is not the author of failure. And God not an author of confusion. God, he's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen?
Yeah.
He's the author. And God is faithful to helping us to stay strong in him. God wants to help us to stay strong in him each and every day. Amen? So then, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How can you hear the word? And that's why I'm going to preach you or teach you.
That's right.
Amen? And God got teacher, prophet, minister, to bring for the word of God. Evangelist, to bring for the word of God. And then according to Romans 10:17. So let your faith increase on a daily basis. Let your faith increase and let God grow in your life from day to day. Amen?
Amen.
By studying his word. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Allow nothing to separate you from the love of God. Romans 8:35. Allow nothing to separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Be able to accept. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You should allow it to.
That's right.
Amen. God said nothing can do that. We must stand firm, stand strong on the things of God. We must learn to develop and never giving up attitude in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So we must have a stand for Christ, amen, and develop a never giving attitude for Christ in our daily walk. Determination of God. Take the brain victory in the greatest battle of our life. Amen.
Amen.
And the battle is the Lord, not yours. The battle of the Lord, we have victory because God fight a battle for you. Amen. And a battle against self. What you got?
Amen. And to support that word, Romans 8:38 and 39. Okay, starting with Romans 8:35.
Amen. Praise God.
Who
this
shall
God.
Separate us from the love of Christ?
Increase your faith today.
Shall tribulation,
world,
or distress,
society,
or persecution,
media,
or
job,
or nakedness,
that person,
or peril,
other things,
or sword,
anything.
Oh, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
How long?
All the day long.
All the day long.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Oh, my God.
Nay, in all these things.
Yes.
We are more than conquerors. We are
more
than
conquerors. Amen.
Through him that loved us.
It's not a slogan. This is true. The word of God. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Right. Amen. And this is the part I love. It says, for I am persuaded.
Hold on. And you too. He said, I am the believer, the born again believer. I am, you are
persuaded.
Without a doubt.
Hallelujah.
God has helped me out here.
Amen. That neither death.
Oh my goodness. No death.
Nor life. Nor angels.
We only got the victory in Christ.
Nor principalities.
No, no things of matter.
Nor powers. Nor things.
No
strong,
no strongholds.
Nor things to come.
No pre- no, nothing present, no thing to come that can change that in our life through Christ Jesus, the word of God. Where?
Nor height.
Nor how you go.
Nor depth.
Nor how far down low you go.
Nor any other creature.
What? Any other creature?
Nor any other creature.
No Godzilla, anything like that?
Nor any other creature.
All right now.
Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
What good news, what good news. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
And you never hear that enough. That is good news on today. Nothing.
That's the news right there.
Yeah, shout right there, man. I'm telling you. Shout right there going on right there. Somebody shout about that, amen. Paul has jail house. Paul has jail house one day. Amen. For a midnight, he brought the jail house.
to the Lord and depart from evil.
Amen.
Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Put your trust in God. Don't put your trust in man. Man can fail you. But only put your trust in Almighty God. He never failed. He never let you down. Amen. He never lead you astray. Only put your trust in God. Those who put their trust in God. Amen. God will make a change in their life that never before. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, New King James Version. Amen. Learn to trust in God. Lead not to your own understanding, praise God. And learn to trust in him in all things. Number one, definite decision. Number two, dual discipline. Number three, daily devotion. Number four, dominion, determination. Number five, diligent direction. Learn to hear. Learn to obey God. Amen. Let's hear the conclusion of this whole matter.
Mm-hmm.
Hear God and keep his commandments. Not your commandments. Keep his commandments. Praise God. For this is a whole due to your man. Whole due to mankind. Praise God. Victory today is mine in Christ Jesus. Amen. Victory today is mine. Great song. Victory today is mine. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What day did I miss? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They count all the days.
That's it.
Ain't no day missing. According to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Another verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, another verse. Those who love God keep his commandments. Let's say it again. Those who love God keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
A true Christian make obedience a faithful obsession, not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for the daily word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Oh, my God. Praise God. We thank God for that powerful word from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst this evening. How to win over self. And self is an acronym for how to win over sin, how to win over evil, how to win over low self-expectation, and how to win over faithlessness. How to win over self. And the man of God gave 5 points of power as he shared. How to win over self. Definite decision, doer's discipline, daily devotion, dominion, determination, and diligent direction. Oh, there were a lot of great points. I hope that you took notes, praise God. This was a powerful, and not only a powerful, but powerful, timely, and relevant word, praise God. And so one of the things that just kind of stood out at me, as far as decisions, definite decisions, we've got to choose. Everybody's got a choice to make. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, said the man of God. When you are trying to, you got to do and be disciplined about doing the word of God. Doers discipline. And he said that no matter what, that you are to saturate your mind. Now that with the things of God. Think on the things that are true, that are lovely, that are of a good report. Saturate your mind with the things of God and renew your mind. How often? Renew your mind daily.
Amen. Amen.
Then you got daily devotion, and he talks about submitting yourself under the powerful hand of God and resisting the devil, and he will flee from you. He also talked about being a true ambassador for the things of Christ and being a true witness for the things of God. And then he touched upon have the dominion determination. You got to have a strong faith. Oh, yes, you got to be determined. You got to be steadfast in the things and in the word of God, steadfast and unmovable. Then he talked about diligent direction. That how we need to depend on God's power and not on the power of man. Oh, what a powerful word that he shared with us tonight. These are nuggets that you can take along with you, that you can keep to help to remind you of how to win over self, praise God. We're going to go ahead and open the lines tonight. We'd like to hear from our listening audience. If there is one that would like to share or comment on this word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. How to win over sin, evil, low self-esteem, low self-expectations, and faithlessness. How to win over self. Praise God. What a powerful word. Is there one tonight? Just go ahead and press one on your dial pad. Hallelujah. Praise God. Call at 0400. Go right ahead. We would love to hear from you. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That was a very good word. And I had gotten some nuggets out of there to share. But Pastor Lisa, you come taking my stuff I want to say. All right. You was all on my notes over here. And you know, when he was saying about making a decision, a lot of times we make a decision without thinking. You got to think before you make
that decision.
And then the other thing he brought to me, he said about time. You know, we don't have time like we used to. You get up in the morning, and the next thing you know, where have the time gone? It looked like the time go by so fast. So what did you use that time for? I can remember when my son used to drive trucks. He was an 18-wheeler driver all over the country. And him and I would always talk. And he would say, Mama, I can't get that time back. You done wasted so many minutes of my time, you know, being smart with me. I said, well, you know, that's true. Once you done spent that time, you can't get it back. So what you going to do with the time that God allowed you to have and how you going to use that time? Are you going to use it to glorify the devil? Are you going to use it to glorify God? And I pray that our mind is made up, the decision is made up. We're going to glorify God. And then he brought out, Pastor Jasper brought out another point about the sheep. Now stop and think. We are like sheep, ready for the slaughter. Who slaughter? You know, the devil is after us. And just like the scripture say, up on this earth seeking and roaming around, seeing who in the world he can devour. And if we don't have our mind on God and settle in him so that when that time comes, we can go up with him, what you think the devil going to do with you? He's going to eat your lunch. So therefore, that is a good word to have a decision, a made-up mind, to defeat everything that the enemy try to throw your way, because what he say, we are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus. What else he say? He is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always with us. And so therefore, with that all being said, thank you, Pastor Jasper. I enjoyed that word. I made my notes, but Pastor Lisa took some of my stuff. That's the whole
We love you, and thank you so much for sharing your comments. So very relevant. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Call next caller. Your last four digits are 8523. 8523. Go right ahead, please.
God bless you. I'm from Greenville, North Carolina. My name is Dorothy Smith. I'm a doctor for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance. I really enjoyed this. My first time listening. I thank God for the word of God being preached tonight about hold fast to your faith. Let nothing separate you from the love of Christ, not being past, present, family, pestilent. Let nothing separate us from the love of Christ. And to keep ourselves grounded and rooted in the word. I thank God for this. This was really, really good for my spirit and my soul to hold on to Christ, because he's soon to come, and let nothing separate us from him. And we have to identify with the sufferings of Christ. It don't feel good, but we're going to hold on to this resurrection power till he come, because we're believers, and we wait for him to come. I thank God for y'all tonight. I missed half of it, but I thank God for what I did her. It was straight the word of God, and we can stand on the word. Thank y'all so much for this
Amen.
Word tonight.
Amen. My sister, tell me your name, please.
My name is Dorothy Smith.
Dorothy Smith, praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for you, Sister Dorothy, and thank you for tuning in. We are here every Monday night, and we will go ahead and add you to our call list so that as we send the word out, you'll have the information needed to tune in each Monday. We just thank God
thank
for you, and
you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing your comments.
And I'm so sorry that I
word.
Didn't get the whole broadcast. I was trying to cook, and I missed half of it. I said, oh, God. About to miss it. So I thank God that I got enough word to stand on, that's for sure.
That's
Amen.
All right. All right now. God bless you.
Thank
we
you.
Love you and thank God for you. Praise love God.
Love you too, Sister Costa and Brother Jasper.
Thank God bless.
You.
Thank you.
God bless. Praise God. Well, we thank God for everyone. Is there another before we end the broadcast? Praise God. Thank God for Sister Dorothy tonight. Thank God for Mother Pat tonight for sharing in the sharing in the study and sharing your comments. Hallelujah. We, at the purpose that we are here, we will not leave this station without giving the opportunity for salvation. Praise God. We don't want to take for granted that everybody on the line tonight is saved. So if you want to be able to know how to win over self, the first step in that direction is salvation through Jesus Christ. And the word of God tells us in Romans 10, 9, and 10, that if you but confess with your mouth upon the Lord Jesus, and that you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. It's as simple as ABC. Accept, first go ahead and accept Jesus Christ, and say, Lord God, I accept you as Lord. I ask you to, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and then just believe. I believe that, yes, you are the Son of the living God. And once you confess that and you believe in your heart, then the Lord, and you ask him to come in, take charge of your life, take over your life for the rest of your life. He will come in, and God will also anoint you with his Holy Spirit, and it will come and dwell within you. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, hallelujah, we welcome you tonight into the kingdom of God. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. And so we thank God for you. Not only do we thank God, but the word of God says that the angels in heaven, they rejoice at one that turns from a way of sin and give their life to the Lord. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah. If you have made that decision tonight, reach out to us at 404-281-0799. And also find a Bible-believing church so that you can grow and develop in the things of God. We give God all the praise tonight and all the glory for this time of study. We thank you as our listening audience for tuning in. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. We love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
praise.
Heaven praise.
May heaven praise.
Heaven praise.
It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Heaven praise.
Heaven praise.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say heaven praise.
Heaven praise.
Heaven praise.
It's to our God.
Praise for God.